With today's For Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The Washington Department of Labor and Industries has fined Gebbers Farms $2 million for coronavirus violations after they say Gebbers made it clear they had no intention of following the rules, something a Gebbers spokesman says is simply untrue. 12th District Representative Keith Gaynor says he doesn't know why Gebbers, of all employers, is being targeted.
I honestly don't know exactly what the reasoning would be. As a grower, your success is predicated on caring for your workforce, making sure that they're safe and healthy. And I don't know any growers that would put a worker at risk, because it directly reflects on you as an individual and on your business as a whole.
Especially, Gaynor says, given that this year has been unlike any other.
This year was an unprecedented approach toward regulating. And, you know, when we started in March, I know when I left Olympia in March, we had no idea what was going to be the severity of its kind of outcomes.
When the new rules were handed down, Gaynor says most employers already had their season planned out.
I do know that Gebbers Farms were very committed to meeting the guidelines and the regulations that were put in place. But as I mentioned, these were emergency rules that were to be enacted immediately. And it was a real challenge for them at the outset, as it was for all the other growers.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the fines facing Gebbers Farms. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.